Fergal Healy looking ahead, obviously, the All-Ireland final against Clare is on it Sunday. You're looking forward to it, no doubt?
Very much so, yeah. We've had 2 weeks in semi-final now, so, yeah, we've enjoyed the 2 weeks. We've had a bit of a break. It was intense enough for a few weeks, so it gave us a bit of time there to work on a few things and get a few tougher sessions done last week. So, yeah, this week now it's just about winding down and kind of fine-tuning, I suppose, for Sunday.
For the players, obviously, it's great to be at this stage in the competition, to get this far, obviously, the seventh game, but it's an All-Ireland final, it's a big one, isn't it?
It is, and like you said there, it is our seventh game, which is probably the most important thing in all of this. This is a development age for these guys, and obviously, no more than the Leinster final, when you're in the final, of course you want to win it, and that's going to be the aim for Sunday now. But I think overall in the season, for the lads to be able to play seven games, to prepare and, you know, for the day, for the game, the same as what the seniors do and every other team, I think is great for their experience, and I think should stand to them for their coming seasons for them.
From your own experience, obviously, you won an Ireland minor yourself. It's a stepping stone, really, isn't it, for a career at under 20 and obviously senior level for Galway?
It is, definitely, but ultimately it's going to come down to them individuals as well, because I suppose in Galway we have that question where, why aren't we getting more lads through? And I suppose, you know, this is something that hopefully the likes of these extra games should help them, the same as the under-20s, like, you know, we're all getting round-robin games now, and hopefully those games will bring these guys on a little bit quicker, I suppose, a little bit sooner, and get them ready for senior. But definitely it is a stepping stone, and we said it to them there just as we finished, like, this. You know, they have to enjoy the week, they have to enjoy the game, not to be too, don't be too focused on the result as such, just focus on the performance and the result to look after itself. But ultimately for these guys, it's development, and this is only the start of the rung for these lads.
You're playing obviously Clare on Sunday, they've won the Munster Championship, they're a series team?
They're a very good team, yeah, a very strong team, Munster, we've seen them a good few times. They dealt with Cork fairly comfortably in the Munster final as well, and they're impressive enough against Kilkenny in the semi final. Yeah, so look at they're a really strong physical team. They play with a lot of energy, and it's going to be a tough test for us. But look, we're looking forward to it.
And the games in Thurles, obviously, you've played there as well. Obviously, in the semi final, which is an advantage going into the final, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And we've played in a lot of lovely pitches now this year. So to get another run out in Thurles, and you know, hopefully by the end of the game or by the second half, you'll have a fairly substantial crowd in there, which again is good for these guys, good for their experience, and good for them going forward.
And you mentioned the crowd, obviously Clare will have a big crowd awfully for the second game. You'd hope that a good Galway crowd will go down as well to support the lads.
Yeah, you would hope so. Like, it is only in Thurles, and the weather is good. It's a bank holiday weekend, and it's an All-Ireland final. So definitely, we would appreciate support, especially as you say, Offaly would probably bring 15,000-20,000 on their own. And Clare and Cork are always well supported. So, yeah, look, at the Galway public, yeah, we would welcome the support, definitely.
You mentioned the weather, obviously. There's a big change this week. There's serious heat out there as well. Probably something the players won't be used to, obviously, and maybe it mightn't be as hot on Sunday, but it could be, so it's something they'd have to get used to as well, won't it?
Yeah, I think the forecast is promised good, so. Yeah, look, we've been on to them about, you know, hydrating and staying out of the sun. Yeah. And a lot of these guys are TYs and they're finished school, and, you know, it's about managing themselves, I suppose. They spend most of the time away from us, so you're just trying to direct them in the right way to prepare for the week. But look, it's beautiful weather to prepare for a final, June weekend. Where else would you rather be? I said, down here in Athenry, it's beautiful out there. And yeah, look, the weather, I think, adds to it all, doesn't it? And yeah, playing in one of the nicest pitches in the country on a fine day in an All-Ireland final, it's what every young fella dreams about. So hopefully the lads will do their best and give a performance worthy of it.
You mentioned there's a lot of them doing TY, but I suppose there's a few of them doing, doing Leaving Cert, maybe a few more doing Junior Cert as well. So it's probably a nice distraction from the books maybe to be playing in an All-Ireland final.
Yeah, Stephen Kane is doing the Leaving Cert there. He's our sole guy doing the Leaving Cert, and he has it starting on Wednesday. So I suppose it's a bit of a distraction for Stevie. Hopefully it'll help him. Hopefully it'll all go well for him as well. But I suppose it's that time of the year, isn't it? The sun is always shining when the Leaving Cert is starting. So, yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it, that the championship will be over the first week in June, the bank holiday weekend, and normally it wouldn't be till the middle of September. I suppose it shows the shifting dynamics with the inter-county season and the club season and all that, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it's just the way that the split season is working. Yeah, it was probably, I mean, you wouldn't have minded seeing it being pushed out for another few weeks, I suppose, because of, you know, when we played the round robin Leinster games, it was 1 week after the other, and the same with the Leinster final and the All-Ireland semi-final was 1 week after the other. So I suppose, look, you wouldn't mind a few weeks if it was spread out. Like, it is a bit soon, especially for the teams that would have been knocked out in the earlier rounds. Some of them are gone since April and early May. So, yeah, look, we're lucky we're still standing at the end of it. And it's been a very enjoyable campaign, I suppose, for us as a management and for the players. And, you know, obviously winning aids that, like, and, you know, of course, you'd hopefully like to finish with a win to finish off the season.
Finally, have you a full squad to pick from?
Yeah, look, most of the lads are good now, bar Vince, who's still probably a few weeks away, and Brendan Fox, who has the broken bone in his foot. Everyone else is fit, and everyone got through, you know, Thursday session, some Saturday session. They were two of our, I suppose, bigger sessions last week. So this week, again, it's going to be light enough. But yeah, look, they're all mad for road, and they're all in good shape, and yeah, really looking forward to it.